Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. John Adams and the Fear of American Oligarchy by Luke Mayville is a concise work of political theory and intellectual history that revisits John Adams as a serious thinker about inequality, elite power, and the survival of Republican government. Rather than presenting Adams as merely an advocate of social hierarchy, the book argues that he was deeply concerned about the political dangers posed by a small wealthy class. Mayville shows how Adams believed that wealth becomes politically potent not only through direct influence, but also because citizens tend to admire, defer to, and identify with the rich. The book places this fear of oligarchy at the center of Adams's constitutional thinking and examines the remedies he proposed, including institutional checks and a form of dignified democracy that would elevate public virtue over private luxury, written in a short and focused format. It is especially useful for readers interested in the founding era, democratic theory, and the relationship between economic inequality and political power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Adams saw oligarchy as a recurring danger, not a temporary historical problem. Mayville presents Adams as a thinker who treated oligarchy and aristocracy as permanent features of political life rather than defects that a republic could simply outgrow. This is an important corrective to readings that reduce Adams to an elitist or reactionary figure. In the book, the problem is not that some people are rich, but that every political order must confront the pressure of privileged minority seeking durable influence. Adams thought this pressure would reappear across generations because ambition, status-seeking, and inequality are built into human societies. Mayville uses this premise to explain why Adams kept returning to institutional design. If elite domination is recurring, then the task of Republican government is not to eliminate it entirely, but to channel and restrain it. That framing gives the book its theoretical shape and helps connect Adams's 18th century concerns to contemporary debates about concentrated wealth and democratic vulnerability. Secondly, wealth matters politically because admiration makes inequality persuasive. A central claim in the book is that Adams did not think money alone explains elite power. Wealth matters because it generates social admiration, and admiration can become political deference. Mayville highlights Adams's insight that citizens in commercial societies may come to identify with the rich, not merely fear them. That psychological mechanism is crucial to the argument because it suggests that oligarchy operates through consent as much as coercion. The wealthy become influential not only by buying access or shaping policy, but by representing success, refinement, and apparent superiority to ordinary citizens. This makes the threat more durable and more subtle than simple corruption. The book therefore links inequality to culture and perception, showing that political domination can arise when the public internalizes elite prestige. That emphasis gives Mayville's study relevance beyond Adams' scholarship, since it speaks to modern questions about media, consumer culture, and the symbolic authority of wealth in democratic systems. Thirdly, Mayville explains Adams's institutional response through balanced government and elite containment. The book shows that Adams's fear of oligarchy did not lead him to reject elites altogether. Instead, he sought to contain them through constitutional arrangements that dispersed power and prevented any one class from dominating public life. Mayville pays attention to Adams's preference for mixed government, bicameralism, and a strong executive as mechanisms for balancing social forces. The point was not to abolish distinction, but to prevent distinction from hardening into unchecked rule. A chamber of review, for example, could gather prominent citizens into one place and limit their ability to control the whole system. This is where the book is especially useful as constitutional analysis. It ties Adams's social theory to his political architecture. Elite talent could be useful, but only if it was placed under institutional restraints. Mayville's account therefore presents Adams as a theorist of containment rather than celebration, which helps explain why he remained skeptical of both unbounded democracy and unchallenged aristocracy. Fourthly, the book connects Republican virtue with a defense against vulgar commercial politics. Another major theme is Adams's effort to protect democracy from becoming socially vulgar in the modern commercial world. Mayville argues that Adams feared not only arrogant rich people, but also a republic in which public life was increasingly shaped by luxury, vanity, and private appetite. In this sense, the issue was moral as well as institutional. Adams believed that a healthy republic depended on citizens who valued virtue, service, and public responsibility more than wealth alone. Mayville shows how Adams tried to cultivate a dignified democracy by encouraging merit, civic honor, and restraint. This part of the book matters because it connects oligarchy to the broader culture of a republic. Political inequality is reinforced when the public starts to treat wealth as the main measure of worth. The book therefore presents Adams's anti-oligarchic thought as an attempt to preserve not just fair institutions, but a moral order capable of sustaining self-government over time. Lastly, the book is a compact interpretation that reshapes how atoms should be read today. Mayville's study stands out because it is short, tightly focused, and explicitly interpretive rather than biographical. Instead of retelling Adams' life in full, it isolates one major theme and builds a coherent argument around it. That makes the book especially effective for readers who want a clear entry point into Adams' political thought without wading through a large historical narrative. It also gives the work contemporary relevance, since the analysis of oligarchy speaks directly to modern concerns about inequality, lobbying, and the fusion of wealth with political influence. At the same time, the book does not simply modernize Adams. It uses Adams to show that the problem of elite domination has deep roots in American political thought. Its value lies in combining historical recovery with present-day resonance. Readers interested in the American founding, democratic theory, or the politics of inequality will find a sharply argued account that challenges simplistic images of Adams as either aristocratic or anti-democratic. In conclusion, John Adams and the Fear of American Oligarchy will be most valuable to readers interested in the American founding, constitutional thought, political theory, and the history of inequality. It is also well-suited to students and general readers who want a focused entry into John Adams without committing to a large biography. The book's main advantage is its clarity. Mayville isolates one powerful idea in Adams's thought and develops it with discipline, making the argument easy to follow while still intellectually substantial. Compared with broader histories of Adams, it is more theoretical and more narrowly organized. Compared with contemporary critiques of inequality, it is historically grounded and less polemical. That combination gives it a distinctive place in the literature. The book does not treat oligarchy as a modern slogan, but as a lasting problem of Republican government, shaped by admiration, status, and institutional weakness. For readers seeking to understand why the founding era still matters in debates about wealth and democracy, this book offers a concise and serious account that links 18th-century political reflection to enduring democratic concerns. If you would like to support Luke Mayville, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.